It's live from the back room, KFLP-FM. It's Remington Ricketts. Special guest today, Jarrett Ray Reddick. Jarrett, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're definitely honored to have you here. Let's just go ahead and jump right into it.
Yeah.
As a Texan, I'm going to call you a Texan. Grew up in Texas.
So, yep, I am very much a Texan. Yes.
If you'll walk me through Wichita Falls growing up, what was it like being a Wichita Falls Rider Raider?
it was pretty cool. I mean, we considered Wichita Falls to be a small town, and Dallas was the big city for us, you know, and it was a good time to grow up. You know, you'd be on your bike until dark every day and running around the streets and not a lot of trouble to get into. So it was a good childhood. You know, I discovered music. I was really into sports as a kid, and back then, you know, you could play all four sports, and you could play soccer, basketball, football, and baseball all year round. You know, you just do one at a time. And but I discovered music when I was about 12, and there was no looking back after that.
Did you start out on the guitar, or where did you start out for music?
Yeah, I actually started out as a drummer. I kind of came out, my mom said I kind of came out just pounding on stuff. And I got a drum set in the sixth grade and played drums all through school and marching band and stuff, and which was you know, a lot of fun. And but then guitar kind of happened a little bit later, really. It was sort of a necessity because I didn't really have people around me that would write songs. Everybody was kind of happy doing covers and things like that, and I really wanted to make my own music. And so I got a guitar and just instantly started writing songs. And I did that for a few years, and then started Bowling for Soup in 94, and that band's still at it.
So speaking of Bowling for Soup, you took us right into it.
Yeah.
Talk about, you know, that part of your life and what it meant for you as an artist, just as a person as a whole.
Yeah. It's been an amazing ride. And like I said, we'll turn 30 next year. And it's so hard to put it into words, really. I mean, we're very, very lucky. You know, we've got an amazingly loyal fan base. We've had a lot of success touring and on the radio, and you know, we got nominated for a Grammy, and it's just been wild. We sort of considered pioneers and innovators of pop punk, the genre, and so that obviously is a very big honor that we wear on our sleeves as well. And so but the good thing about being in Bowling for Soup is it allows me the time to do things like this, and to, you know, that everybody sort of, Chris is just kind of happy just doing Bowling for Soup, and Gary's got his stuff that he does outside of that, and so does Rob. And my thing is, I just like to create, you know, and I I'm a voice actor as well, but you know, the country thing has always been on the radar. I've always wanted to make the country album, and so a year ago I released it, and there's our next segue.
Yeah, I was gonna say you've done my job for me. You're doing this perfectly. So that transition from Bowling for Soup into country.
Yeah.
You mentioned your debut album Just Woke Up came out a year ago.
Yep.
Talk about that transition for you. I mean, you like creating music, but what was it going from genre to genre to a whole new genre, basically?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was a little bit worried. I knew I had the songs in me, and here's why: because when I write Bowling for Soup songs, you know, they're simple punk rock songs that we turn into, you know, more of a pop thing. And they sound country when I write them. You know, they're just on the acoustic guitar. And so, you know, I've always sort of just had that leaning to my lyrics as well. You know, stories, you know, you listen to Girl the Bad Guys Want, or, you know, 1985 or whatever, almost, they're all stories. And that's what country is to me. And so, you know, but the thing that I was worried about the most was maybe people seeing me as a novelty. You know, I didn't really want, I didn't know really how my peers here would, you know, would react to it. But honestly, it's just been nothing but positive. I mean, the artists, radio, press, charts, everybody's just been very gracious to me. And, you know, I've tried to really just let the songs speak for themselves, you know, make myself available to talk about whatever, you know, and also not hide behind anything. You know, I think a lot of people in my position would come out here and probably go, don't talk about Bowling for Soup, or don't talk about Chuck E. Cheese, or don't talk about Phineas and Ferb. But for me, that's who I am. All of those things is what makes me me. And this record is a part of that. And now, you know, the live band and the shows and the new fans that I've made. And, you know, I think that there's people that listen to my country stuff that don't even know that I'm in Bowling for Soup, and that's pretty cool.
So I appreciate the storytelling that you do with your songs, and I can really hear it in a song like Royal Family. So as far as that, Royal Family being on your new country album, talk about what that song means to you specifically. I mean, as a listener, you can kind of get an idea of what it means, but surely there's a backstory for Royal Family.
For sure. You know, I'm so happy that we got to that one as a single. You know, this is our third single, and I'm really glad we landed here. You know, I guess if the first two songs hadn't been somewhat successful, we would probably be back to the drawing board. So I feel very blessed that we were able to get this song out as a single, because it does mean so much to me. So I was raised by, you know, the man I call my dad, who I mentioned in the song. I was adopted, you know, by him when I was very young, but I was unaware of who my biological father was. And my older sisters literally found me about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I guess. You know, the pandemic adds a year to everything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
like, so
yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, that was a couple of years ago. And then my wife will go, yeah, that was 5 years ago. Okay. I don't know. Anyway, add 2 years. It's like the camera adds 2 pounds. The pandemic adds 2 years. So I started down that path of writing about it, you know, it was like, man, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to put it all out there. And, so, you know, when I did this record with Zach Malloy, who produced and co-wrote it with me. And when I sent him the final lyrics of this, he was like, man, people are going to lose it. Because, you know, with the songs that I've written in the past with my other band, I write a lot of real stuff, but I'll usually take it and put a spin on it to where it's like it's humorous or whatever. This one, you know, this album, I tried not to do that intentionally. I tried to keep it really, really real. So, but the crazy thing about this story is, with my sisters finding me, is that we released this song, I guess, 2 weeks ago, and 3 weeks ago, we found another brother. Yeah. And so now I'm a big brother. I say he's 3 weeks old. I got a 3 week old brother who's 31. And yeah, so the story just is getting crazier. And it just, like, as I've been playing this on radio this week and it shows the last couple of weeks, it just means even more to me. You know, just to think, you know, it's not, I mean, basically the gist of the song is your family or those around you that hold you close, but it's not necessarily the ones that are blood related. And, you know, sometimes they don't come into your life until later. And it's almost always at a point where you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, like, I didn't really realize there was a void there, you know, and then someone steps in and fills that void. And I think that's the cool thing about us being able to call those close to us our family. And the royal comes from the fact that at the time when this song was written, Prince Harry was leaving the royal family. And so it was in the news. And so I was just like, you know, that'd be a good name for a song. I could just sort of like make that the all encompassing. Okay, this makes sense. And so, yeah, so I thank Meghan Markle for that, for the title.
I love it. I love it. So I guess let's, if you're willing to, hear a few songs from you, and they can be whatever you want to be. We're open ears here, so we love it. We love it.
We've been talking about Royal Family, so I feel like I should play that one. I would love to. So a song called Royal Family.
Here.
You can't choose the blood that's in your veins. You can't redo yesterday. You can go by a brand new name, but your heart still beats the same. Thank God that'll never change. So here's to the sisters I never knew I had, and to the brother that I did. My kids and my mother and the man I call my dad, he gave me everything he had. No castles or thrones, but a lifetime of love and memory. Here's to my royal family. Looking back is easy now, we've come so far. No more shooting for the stars. We never needed crowns, we know who we are. Deep breaths coming from this guitar. And it all started in a bar. So here's to the sisters I never knew I had, to the brothers that I did. To driving all night, waking up in the van, we didn't do it for the fans. No castles or thrones, but a lifetime of love and memories. Here's to my royal family. There's a girl that loves me now for who I am, and with her came a little man. He looks just like his mama and talks like his dad, and thinks his brother might be Batman. Thank God he had a plan. So here's to the sisters I never knew I had, and to the brother that I did. My sons and my daughter and a lifetime of friends, some we wish that we still had. No castles or thrones, but a lifetime of love and memories. I love those memories. Here's to my royal family. Here's to my royal family.
And that was Royal Family, Jarrett Ray Reddick. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course, man. Yeah, thank you.
That's a pleasure. That's a good song to listen to.
I appreciate it.
Even better in live, I'll say that.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you. That means a lot.
Wow.
Like I said, that song, it means a lot to me. And the fact that that everybody's going to get to hear it now, whether they have the album or not now, it's nice.
Well, I say it's even better in live. Do you?
Yeah.
And I know that you've got some live shows coming up, one even this evening.
Yep.
In Amarillo.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that going to be at for you? How can we find you there in Amarillo?
We're at the Golden Light Cantina tonight. I'm just doing a pop-up acoustic show there and a song swap with some new friends up there. So I'm excited about that. And then, you can always find my show dates, my tour dates, and everything at JarrettRayReddick.com.
Perfect. And is that where we can find all of your up-to-date stuff, is JarrettRayReddick.com?
Yes, that's right. Perfect. Yeah, and I'm real active on social media as well, so Instagram, TikTok. If you need a laugh, I'm usually there for you on TikTok pretty much every day. So, at least I try. It's a full-time job, this social media thing, but I'm doing my best. Yeah, but JarrettRayReddick.com, you can hear all the songs. That's where you can find the merch and if you want a vinyl copy of the album and that kind of stuff. So it's all there.
Perfect. And I guess as we transition to this next song, if you're willing, if I could get you to give us one sweeper here for us, just saying, my name is Jarrett Ray Reddick.
Yep.
Don't flip us off, flip us on.
Okay.
That's our slogan.
Okay.
So don't flip us off, flip us on. That would be awesome. And then I guess if you're willing, just transition into that next song for us.
Sounds good. Hey, everybody, this is Jarrett Ray Reddick. Don't flip us off, flip us on. And speaking of flipping off, this song's about my best friend. This was my first single, and it did really, really well for me. And I can't begin to tell you how thankful I am that people are listening. So this song's called One of the Good Ones. People come and go, memories fade, but not one with you will ever go away. We're stacking up the years and a few blessings, yes, I count you right up there with the best. Like a good song plays on and on, you're one of the good ones. You shoot straight, I know 1,000 people you love, and not one that you hate. You make the world a better place, always a smile on your face. In days full of darkness, you're the sun, you're one of the good ones. We lose track of time, somehow we go way too long without cracking us a beer. We've both been through heartache, we both made our mistakes, and I can't count the times you've saved me from myself. You're one of the good ones, you shoot straight. I know 1,000 people you love, and not one that you hate. You make the world a better place, always a smile on your face. In days full of darkness, you're the sun, you're one of the good ones. You're the first phone call I make when I just need a friend to bitch about some stupid stuff, then call right back again. 'Cause I felt the need to tell you about the time I met James Bond. And even if you've heard that story before, you let me go on and on. You're one of the good ones, you shoot straight. I know 1,000 people you love, and not one that you hate. You make the world a better place, always put a smile on my face. Days full of darkness, you're the sun, you're one of the good ones. People come and go, memories fade, but not one with you will ever go away.
Yeah, okay. Wow. It's such an honor. Jarrett Ray Reddick in the studio with us live from the back room. It's KFLP FM. Thank you so much for listening. And once again, Jarrett Ray Reddick,
thank you all so much for having me.